Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
So, but remember there was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry had a little pubic hair in his throat, and he could have said, I was munching minge till my jaw ached.
Minge muncher.
Minge muncher. I'm going to get you a t-shirt. Listeners, his t-shirt size is triple X. Send him a t-shirt.
Now, if you give me a triple X, it won't fit. I need a 4X.
Here they are again. Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from whatever.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy anniversary, Cliff!
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Hey, is that how that song goes? Kendall goes, happy anniversary to you. And to me.
I don't know how the song goes, but happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Cliff, you know, you
we
know
have
a listener.
Known each other for, wait for it, 10 years!
Oh, God, Kendall.
Now, I want to get right to the meat of things, because I know our listeners are saying,
how
have you put up with him for 10 years?
How have
Cliff,
I done it?
What is your answer? What's your answer?
How have I put up with him for 10 years?
You stole my joke. See, we're thinking alike because we have become one, Cliff, over 10 years.
Because this decade was the decade when two became one.
Cliff, and, we have lived through George W. Bush together. We have survived my marriage together.
Oh, almost. We have survived, not yet. We're not done surviving that one.
We're still working on surviving our obesity.
Oh, we're never gonna survive.
We're never
gonna
survive. But you know, Cliff, it was just about this time 10 years ago that we went into Watkins to sign up, and they were like, "Do you know each other? Are you brothers?"
Can you imagine? And they said we stood. Listeners, listen to this, listeners. We were in line to register for college classes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a beautiful, the innocent days of the summer of 2001. And
before 9/11.
It was. And so, right before, but
right,
pre-9/11,
right before,
nonetheless.
Yeah.
We were in line to register for classes next to each other. Never spoke to each other, never had known, never been introduced.
Nope.
We went to this woman who was putting us in our classes, and she said, oh my God. She might have been referring to our weight then.
The Cliff belched in her face.
No, but she said, oh my God, you two should get to know each other because you have all the same classes.
But didn't somebody say, are you brothers? Do you know each other?
We said,
no.
I'm sure they did, Kendall. They did our whole lives.
And I looked at you like, no, I don't know this big fat idiot. I don't know him. And they're like, oh, because you guys have the exact same classes. And I thought, oh, great. I'm going to have to make friends with this person here.
And then we really met in a better way that following Tuesday, the first Tuesday night class that we had.
Yeah.
We thought that we had a lab. We thought we had a lab class, but we didn't, and we were just stupid. It wasn't. It was canceled that night.
Creativity.
And so, but while we went into this room to sit down to wait for the class, and Kendall was in there, and only maybe one or two other people, and a lot of empty tables. And I thought, you know what, Cliff, you are turning over a new leaf, and you're going to be more outgoing, and you're going to be like. And so I thought, you know who I'm going to go sit by. That 40-year-old man who looks so inoffensive. He looks so like he just wouldn't be mean to anybody.
Well, you have part of it right.
I was 19. And I thought, I'm going to sit next to this 40-year-old guy. And so I went over and sat down next to him, and we bonded over how stupid we were. That class
wasn't even
in
there. Isn't this supposed to be a happy memory, Cliff? No,
Kendall, you have aged backward. You are Benjamin Buttoning before our eyes.
Good. It was funny because I remember that was our creativity class with Dr. Methy. I don't know if you remember. And he said, all right, I want you to stand up, grab a partner, whoever's sitting to your left or whatever. And I thought, oh, this person next to me is the only person
this
in my
fat
life.
Guy.
And he was like, oh, stand up. He was like, we're going to get you out of your comfort zone. Stand like nose to nose. Do you remember that?
No! What did we do?
I don't remember. He was like, all right, now, put put your hands to each other. Like, he was like trying to make us like comfortable with like our people being in our personal space, and we'd like stand like next, like right in front of each other, and like stare at each other in, in our eyes. And I thought, I have no idea who this person is, and here I am like staring into his eyes, and we had to like mirror each other and put our hands. You don't remember any of this?
No.
Oh. Brain cells, they're going away.
10 years. It's 10 years ago. I've lost a lot since then, Kendall.
Except for weight. You haven't lost any of that shit.
Not what? No, but Kendall.
Uh-huh.
What? Listen to these early memories. Our listeners are just eating this shit. I remember, and we've told this before on another show in the future, possibly, but one time we went to the movies, and I thought that it was a dirty diaper.
Susan loves this story, by the way. Yeah.
But it was just Kendall. It was just bottom belching all over the place.
It was our first bottom belch together. and Cliff said, oh, it smells like. And now, my flatulence does not usually smell, I swear to God. But this time it did. And Cliff was like, oh, it smells like somebody changed a baby diaper. And I was like, I know. Oh, it's awful. That was me.
Oh, I remember that. I remember our trip when all of it, our first lady, our frequent guest star, your wife, we all went to Washington, D.C. to protest George W. Bush's second inauguration.
Yes, we did.
And yeah. And so we went to let our voices be heard, and we were driving, and oh my God, somebody was
our second bout of bottom belching.
Farting up a 13-hour drive between Nashville and Washington, D.C.
I know it was Susan.
I think Alan got mad because I kept saying it was him.
And I'm laying it down right now. I think it was Susan. I think in our car, it was just me, you, Susan, and Alan, right?
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun, though. We stopped and bought a penthouse and
read
the stories just for fun. Oh, that was so much fun.
Why did we do that? I don't know.
Because we were young and stupid.
We were not even driving. We weren't even drunk.
We were like little Johnny. We did that. Now, do you remember when, we really bonded in creativity class. When we were supposed to go to a mosque and you and I, tried to find it, we couldn't find it, so we just ended up going to McDonald's instead, which is our own personal mosque.
I do remember that. We just had the best time.
It was the best of times. It was the fattest of times.
It was definitely the fattest of times. And definitely continues the best of times.
Yeah.
But how weird were people thought that we were? Remember, we were in the middle of the night. It was freezing cold. I'm going to describe where we were, and you tell me what was going on.
Okay.
Freezing cold. Alan and Timo were there. Jenny was there.
We're at a lake.
Uh-huh.
Shooting a student film.
Student film.
Docking Faith.
Kendall, I cannot review it. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I know that I was so cold, and I had to run this camera, and you were like, I think you were my AC, right? You were my assistant camera for all those, for layman's term.
Yeah. I oftentimes acted as Kendall's assistant because I didn't really have any skills.
Yeah, you could edit like nobody's business.
But no, not really.
But you're like, I'm going to go sit in the car. It's cold. I was like, well, who's going to pull focus? You're like, you can do it. You're good.
But I remember how cold we were. And we were out on a dock in a lake. And I know, like, to keep warm, like, you had on, like, this big, like, fleece jacket. Uh-huh. And I kept, like, putting my arms, like, in your pockets.
Yeah.
What did people think?
Oh, the same thing they continue to think.
Same thing people thought when they looked at the title in this episode, and they're like, "Oh, Cliff and Kendall have been married for 10 years."
Do you? I feel like this is an old '80s sitcom where we're just reminiscing and watching old clips.
It's the best.
It's a clip show. No, I'm just kidding.
But a virtual clip show because we don't have to have clips.
We don't actually have clips. They don't. Our listeners have had enough clips over the last.
Wait till episode 200.
You were talking about that. Do you remember when that really expensive light, the HMI light, which was really expensive, was new to Watkins, and one of the cases with all the lenses rolled into the lake?
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, where are those lenses? Yeah. And me and Alan went back to like search for them, and we saw them in the lake, and I was like, yes. Oh, shit. So we got it out and like dried it out, and they were like, why is there rust all over these lenses? I was like, I don't know.
We didn't know. That's how they came. Oh, we had the best times. We had such the best times. Of course, we're vegetarians now. We've been vegetarians for like 5 years. This is our 5-year anniversary of being vegetarians.
Can't believe that.
Oh, time marches on. Have we ever told you that, listeners?
Fat marches on.
Fat finds a way. And but yeah, what was I? Oh, we ate meat, and we would have long conversations because our first lady Rayanne was in all my movies.
Oh yeah,
and we would have to feed her, and we would have to talk for hours. What can we possibly?
We're like, I was like, we should just go get her grass and put it in a bowl. It's so funny because now on the other side of that. Like, when people, like, ask me, oh, you're a vegetarian, what do you eat? Like, I went to get a haircut today, and the girl was like, oh, what are you going to eat for lunch? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, you have a salad? And, like, it just reminds me of, like, how, not dumb, but how, like, uninenlightened we were at that time. We were like...
How ignorant we were. And it's not, like, a bad thing, but, like, you are ignorant.
Right.
Because you just don't know. Think about it. We didn't.
We were like, oh, we'll get a pizza. She can't eat cheese. Like,
I know.
What do we do? What do we get her? I don't know. We would go and buy her a salad, and we would get a huge lunch for everybody else. And I'm sure she was like, what is this shit? Single a salad?
Time. I know she was like, what is this shit? I know she was. And Kendall, that's no joke.
It is not. I wish it were a clip, but it is not.
If only our obesity were a joke, but it's true. Anybody who's tried to enter the same phone booth with us would tell you.
There's not a phone booth big enough for even me to fit in by myself.
There are no survivors from trying to get in a phone booth with us.
So, Cliff, this young ventriloquist,
he
is touring the clubs. And one night he's doing a show in a small club, Cliff, in a small town in Arkansas. Now, he's got his dummy on his knees, going through his usual dumb blonde jokes, when this blonde woman in the fourth row stands up on her chair and starts shouting, I've heard enough of your stupid blonde jokes. What makes you think you can stereotype women that way? What does the color of a person's hair have to do with the worth as a human being? It's guys like you who keep women from being respected at work and in the community and from reaching their full potential as a person. Because you and your kind continue to perpetuate discrimination against not only blondes, but women in general. And all in the name of humor. And the Cliff the ventriloquist, he is so embarrassed. And he begins to apologize. And then the blonde yells, you stay out of this, mister. I'm talking to that little jerk on your knee.
No.
Maybe you do the comedy drum feel there.
No.
Hilarious.
Kendall, would you believe it? Would you believe?
I probably would.
This same blonde. She pushes her BMW into a gas station. And she tells the mechanic, it died. And after he works on it, Kendall, for a few minutes, it's idling smoothly.
Idling.
And this blonde, she says, well, what's the story? And the mechanic, he replies, well, it was just crap in the carburetor, you know. And she says, well, how often do I have to do that?
Oh.
Idiot.
All right. Cliff,
idiot.
During a good manners and etiquette class being held by Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn for young children, Mrs. PBB says to her students, if you are courting a well-educated young girl from a prominent family, I would do her voice, but I can't. If you are courting a well-educated young girl from a prominent family, and during a dinner for two, you needed to go to the toilet, what would you say? Now, little Mike, he says, wait a minute, I'm going to go for a piss. And Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, she says, oh, that would be very rude and improper on your part. And then little Charlie, he says, I'm sorry, I need to go to the toilet. I'll be back in a minute. And Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, she says, well, that's better. But to mention the word toilet during a meal is very unpleasant, dear. So then our favorite little boy, little Johnny. Did you ever think you'd come to hear little Johnny and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn in the same joke? Little Johnny says...
No.
Little Johnny says, I know what I would say. My dear, please excuse me for a moment. I have to go shake hands with a personal friend who I hope to be able to introduce to you after dinner.
Little Johnny.
Little disgusting little Johnny.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, she fainted dead away.
And then they resuscitated her, and now she's back better than ever.
Yeah, woo! You know that's what happened. Kendall, there was a guy, and he, guess what? He sat down at a bar. He ordered a drink.
That's what guys usually do, Cliff.
Yeah, and he holds his head in his hands. Oh, when the bartender comes back, the guy is swearing softly under his breath and shaking his head. Uh-oh. Hey, Bob, what's happening? Asks the bartender.
Oh, Bob.
I'm in deep shit, replies the customer.
Deep shit?
I just got caught screwing my neighbor.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Who caught you? My wife? No. His wife. Oh, no.
Slut in that joke.
Oh,
Mrs. Potter Butter Churn has faded dead away again.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Oh my God, Kendall.
All right,
if
Cliff,
she were here, we'd have to be mopping up the floor with it.
I know. Cliff, one night, as a couple lay down for bed, the husband starts rubbing his wife's arm.
Oh, no.
Now the wife turns over and says, I'm sorry, honey, I've got a gynecologist appointment tomorrow and I want to be fresh. So the husband is so rejected, Cliff. He turns over. A few minutes later, he rolls back over, taps on his wife again, and says, do you have a dentist appointment tomorrow, too?
Oh, my God.
If it's not one end, it's the other, Cliff.
If it's not one thing, it's another. Oh, my God, Kendall. Mm-hmm. There was a redneck.
Oh, there we are.
A redneck sitting in a bar, drinking, when a woman slides up next to him and says, you're cute. Do you want to go back to my place and have some nasty sex?
Oh.
And the redneck gets excited but admits to the hottie, I've never done that before. To tell you the truth, I'm right scared too. My mama says that women have sharp teeth between their legs.
Oh, no.
Well, don't worry, sweetheart, the woman says. And the two head back to her place, where she strips down and shows the redneck her privatest of parts. Now, does it look like I have teeth down there? How could you possibly have teeth down there? Look at the shape your gums are in. Oh,
looks like her dentures fell out, Cliff. Her dentures fell out.
Whoa! No, Kendall!
Cliff, I have known you so long, I gotta take a break.
I've gotta take a break.
Before I can go any further.
Let's go on a break.
Alright,
let's have a relationship break,
let's
but only for about like a minute.
Okay.
Minute or two.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Watching your baby grow stronger with those first few steps. What a wonderful feeling. Like the good warm feeling that comes with happier mealtimes. The Beechnut feeling. Because Beechnut caters to your baby's taste, he eats better, gets more nourishment. For example, in baby's strained Beechnut orange juice, so rich in vitamin C, oranges are gently squeezed to keep out excess peel oil. To make sure your baby likes the taste, over 2,000 babies test Beechnut baby food. For better nourishment, Beechnut caters to your baby's taste.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled Fatcast, podcast.
10 years come and gone so fast, I might as well been dreaming. Sunny days have burned to path across another season.
All right, Cliff, we are back.
Back. Kendall, how back are we?
We're 10 years back. That's what we are,
Cliff. 10 years come and gone so fast, I thought I must be dreaming.
Now, let's take a moment to just talk about
the
speed at which the 10 years went by. Because I'll say this, you know, I've been with Susan for 11 years.
Uh-huh.
And I've been with her just almost a year, I think, when I met you. But her aunt always talks about, it's just when you get older, time just goes by so fast. And I was like, yeah. But as I start to get older and older, I'm like, it really does.
It really does.
Like 10 years have come and gone. Like, how many years have we been doing the show now? That has come and gone like that.
December 2007. This would be a fourth year. This Christmas, we'll celebrate 4 years on the air, making people's lives better.
4 years of making people happy. That's what we're here for, Cliff.
That's what we're here for. So can you believe 4 years out of our 10 years knowing each other, we've been doing this show?
I kind of can. I still, not in a bad way, uh-huh. remember when you first suggested it. Because, you know,
yeah.
and I know we've talked about this in the air, so I'm not going to go into detail about it. But one of our old teachers said, oh, you guys should have a radio show. And I remember I was filming a wedding out here. And because I was at the wedding, like, the day of, they were getting ready. I was waiting for them to get ready. And I called you and you were like, I think I found a way for us to do the show. I found this way online where we can upload the show and have a podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds fun. And who knew how enormous we would become and how moderately yeah. successful the show would be.
Yeah, we had no idea we'd be so fat talking about it so many years later.
Yeah.
But it is true. It is one of the best things that's ever happened to you your whole life, right?
It is. It is.
It really
is. Wait, the show or you?
But, well, me, I'm the biggest thing that's ever happened to you in your whole life. And the show and I are
the best thing that's ever happened. And Cliff, that's something that you should know and I should know. And let's find out what else we should know about each
other. Let's find out. What do we know?
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now here's your 10-year anniversary host,
Whoa.
Cliff and Kendall. Bum, ba, da.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, did you hear that scat just then, Cliff?
Scooby-doo-wop, doo-da.
All right, Cliff, why don't you ask me a question that I should know?
All right. So we're asking questions today about ourselves,
yes.
right? That we think. Now, I have to admit, I apologize if I've thrown you any curveballs.
Oh, okay? God.
So let me see. Let me start you off with maybe an easy one.
Okay.
So what is my favorite Reba song?
God. Oh.
Think. That's what you tell people when you want them to think. Think.
That's the night that the lights went down out in Georgia?
Well, that's one of my very favorites, I have to
admit. I only say that because that's my favorite and I feel like we're too alike.
That's in my top five for
well,
sure.
Well, okay, what is your favorite Reba song?
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food nor rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mother washed and combed and curled my hair, the champagne in my eyes and lips. And I stepped into a satin dancing dress, had a slip from the side clean up to my hip. Well, it was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had to it. Here's your one chance, Fancy. Don't let me down. Fancy!
I would have accepted the name of the song. our judges would have accepted that. But you get an extra point for adding the entire song to it. All right, Cliff.
That was only, Kendall, I'm only just getting started.
Let me stop you before you go any further. Cliff, what is my favorite Christmas memory?
Your favorite Christmas memory.
You should know this.
Oh, this is so good. this is when you found the Big Bird easel.
You are right. I've been wanting to do this forever, where we do things you should know about each other.
Yeah,
we should do this every week.
I think it works since we are 100% of the listening audience. So,
Jennifer Marks and Cindy Chang are like, please don't. Don't do that every week.
Please. Please. okay. This one is multiple choice.
Okay.
Which movie did I see 6 times in the theater? Titanic, Evita, or Jurassic Park? Think really hard.
Titanic.
I saw Titanic 4 times.
Oh.
I did see Jurassic Park 6 times.
Really?
I did when I was in summer of 93 or whatever.
Have you told me that before?
I feel like I have because you told me, you're like, oh, I haven't even seen Jurassic Park in the theater.
Yeah, that's true.
And I said, oh my God, I saw it 6 times.
Which, when you said that, I thought, all right, it's between Evita
uh-huh.
or Titanic. Because I remember you talking about seeing Titanic a lot. All right, Cliff, what am I deathly afraid of?
You are deathly afraid of having to take public photographs with your shirt off. No. Well, let's see.
Well, I mean, I do want to give you that because it's true. But what am I deathly afraid of?
Me too.
What am I morbidly deathly afraid of?
Spiders.
Yes! You are correct.
Hey!
I would have accepted morbid obesity as well.
Morbid obesity. That's the answer to what am I confronted with every day?
Survey says morbid obesity.
Morbid obesity, 100%. There was only one answer on the board. But no, I would much rather have spiders crawling all over me than have to take my shirt off in public.
And you're frogs. You're frogs.
Frog. Ooh. Yeah. I can't deal with that. Kendra, now this is a sad one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Kendall, how old was I when my parents got divorced?
You were 14.
Oh, no. Kendall.
Oh, 12.
I was 8.
Oh, I was close.
You were within 10 years, and for that, I think you deserve a nod.
I knew you were young, but I think as I get older...
younger seems older.
Really young to me.
It's not. Kendo, if you saw a 12 and 13 year old...
Because when I was 12 or 13, I thought, I am so adult. I'm so grown up.
So do they still.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
What am I named after?
You are named after...
Where's my name come from?
Kendall Jackson Wine.
Mm.
No.
I want you to think about this one because you know it.
Kendall, he's giving me my advice back, which is one of my things I like most in life.
I'm using stuff that I learned from a good old friend that I've known 10 years.
He knows I love it when people quote me back to me. Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall.
That's my name.
A Kendall.
No. Cliff, no. I can't believe you didn't get this one. I'm named after Kendall Oil Company. To which my mother passed every day while she was pregnant. She said, oh, Kendall's a good name.
How funny. I don't remember that.
Now, you if don't? You would have...
No.
Because then my aunt said, or my mother thought, I'm going to name him Kendall Lee Bennett.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt was like, oh, it would sound like General Lee. You can't name him that. So they decided to make that my middle name and give me a different first name.
Yeah. Now, let me go ahead and answer your next question preemptively. Kupo. Okay, now my question...
That's correct, Cliff!
Kendall, what is my favorite Little Debbie snack food?
Oatmeal cream pie.
Oh. This just shows that Kendall needs to do a little more studying about his co-host, doesn't he?
Well, I try to stay away from the topic of food. We're always talking about how healthy we are.
Oh, right. Although you've tried with your answers.
Let me think of my favorite. Just give me a second. Okay, Little Debbie.
Oatmeal cream pie is probably second. Probably second.
Fudge round.
Which would be third.
Oh, I'm getting there. Hold on. Zebra cakes.
No, you're going the wrong way. You're going cakier when you need to not be going. You need to be going crunchier.
Which is what she said. I ran out of music. We took so long. All right, let's see. Crunchier. Fudge rounds.
You just answered fudge rounds.
No, I didn't. I'm thinking of the Keebler Elf's the fudge circle things with the
Nutty Bars.
Nutty Bars. I did not know that one.
Okay, they're my absolute favorite.
Maybe and when you said I like Nutty Bars, I thought you were talking about something else.
You thought I was talking about Big Pops.
But I wasn't going to go so far to say that.
Wasn't going to go that far.
I do have one bonus question for you.
All right.
What is my least favorite thing about myself?
Your morbid obesity.
I'll accept that, but more specifically,
Here's the thing.
No, you can say it. It won't hurt my feelings at all.
Tell me something that's wrong with me. What if you say something that's wrong with them that they didn't know was wrong?
Well, just say it.
Not something that's wrong with you. That this I feel like might be a source of a lack of self-confidence.
Okay.
The way my enormous breasts are for me.
Uh-huh.
Your teeth.
No, Cliff, the correct answer is enormous penis. And that's all the time we have for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know. That was a little bit of a trick question, Cliff. It gets in the way.
No.
It gets in the way.
He's like, what's wrong with my teeth?
No, my teeth are an ongoing experiment.
But they look nice now. I don't know whose teeth they were before. They're part of a piano somewhere. But
they're tickling the old ivories.
Tickling, they get only for a virtuoso.
I tickle them at every meal.
Virtuoso like you.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
But I picked up. I'm like, oh, should we tell more jokes? No, we shouldn't. Okay.
Cliff, I'm having the time of my life.
I've had the time of my life.
And people out there listening are probably thinking, this show is so stupid. So let's give them what they're asking for, Cliff. It's time for Kendall's Stupid Question! Oh! All right, Cliff. Here we go. Are you ready
for this? How much I love stupid questions makes up for how little you know about me. Do you even know who I am? I am not frequent guest star Alan.
All right, Alan, here we go. Cliff, when you attend a potluck dinner or a buffet, what item do you gravitate towards?
At a potluck dinner, I always gravitate towards the pot. No, I'm just kidding. I set up shop, I stake out a tent at the dessert table.
You start at the dessert table and work your way back.
I start at the dessert table, I end at the dessert table, I take breaks at the dessert table.
You take breaks from the dessert table to go to the main table.
Uh-huh.
Alright, Cliff, speaking of food, because I know this is all about you.
Oh!
What's your favorite junk food?
My favorite junk food lately, listeners, to be honest with you, have been... Kendall, I'm so fat.
Yeah, well,
so fat.
I am too.
I love to sit and eat an entire family-sized bag of Sun Chips.
Oh, Sun Chips.
Do you like them?
I've had them a couple times and I haven't been really into them, no.
I love them. I eat a whole family-sized bag, everybody.
Although I'll say chips have never been a big thing of mine. I like sweet more than salty.
I do too, but Kendall, as we get older, I'm moving towards the chip aisle.
Well, as we get older, I'm headed toward the fat aisle.
Cliff, the fat aisle. I'm headed towards, I don't know, a piano crate to be buried.
What is your ideal work environment?
My ideal work environment is somewhere where I can be creative and where I feel like I am helping people.
So your ideal work environment is Watkins.
Is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I like it to be kind of laid back, and I would like to get out earlier rather than later.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Mr. Snodbottom about that.
Mr. Snodbottom! He's woken.
Quiet,
almost
Cliff,
woken
quiet.
Up.
He's dozing
almost
off.
Woken up.
He's like catching himself as he's falling asleep. And I finally...
He's church sleeping how I always slept during preaching.
Oh, praise the Lord. Cliff, I have one other question.
Yeah.
And this is going to catch you off guard. What is your favorite joke?
My favorite joke?
Yes.
Oh, my... God.
I think I already
Kendall,
know.
Kendall, there was a young child, and he asked his daddy, he said, Daddy, what does a woman's vagina look like? And he said, oh, son.
Oh.
Do you mean before or after the act of love?
What?
And the
what
son says,
well,
think? Before. Yeah. And he says, well, before the act of love, son, have you ever seen a beautiful, glistening rose covered with morning dew in the sunshine? And the little boy says, yeah! And daddy says, that's what it looks like, son. That's a woman's vagina before the act of love. And the little boy, he says, well, what about after the act of love? And daddy says, well, son, have you ever seen a bulldog eating mayonnaise?
Oh! Oh, Cliff, I love how intense that dad was. He was like, that's what it looks like, son. That's what it looks like.
Kendall, our listeners cannot wait. 10 weeks from now, our 200th episode, they get to hear that joke one more time.
Oh, they can't wait. And Cliff, that's all the time today we have for Kendall's Stupid Question.
And of course I'm saying, oh no, as I look at myself in the mirror and I'm seeing my breasts.
Cliff, I don't even have to look in the mirror to see my breasts. They stick out so far.
They stick out so far.
I tell you, my goal in life is for my penis to stick out further than my breasts. That's what I'm working on.
That's what I have to say about that.
Yes, you've been working on that for a year. Ever since I've known you, you've been working on that one.
Those are your chances for that happening.
And Cliff, that's sad. What?
I want to say what a great 10 years it has been.
Mm. Yes, let's make a toast.
I want to say, if I had never met you 10 years ago, I'm not quite sure.
All of the listeners wouldn't have to suffer through this every week.
That's right. And I'm not quite sure who I would be or how fat I would be 10 years later. And...
Well,
it's no joke. Kendall, I appreciate you every day. You're my treasured friend like a constellation in the sky.
Well, Cliff, you are what makes Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast happen. And you are a wonderful friend. And you are the person that this is not funny. This is not a joke.
Okay.
This is you. You are the person that when I have a terrible day, I call you to work it out. You are the person that makes the days bearable and the fatness acceptable.
The fat. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because at least I'm not going through it alone. And Cliff, that is sad.
That's right. That is sad.
It's sad that we're fat, but I'm glad we're doing it together, Cliff.
I'm glad that we're in this.
It's like we're in a dungeon and we're being tortured and killed. It's like, well, this sucks, but at least we're doing it together.
It's hard to believe. How can we both fit in this together? I don't know, but we have. We've done it.
Oh, Cliff, if our listeners want to know more about Cliff and Kendall, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or they can give us a call at 818-3084-FAT. Leave a message, we'll play it on the show. And we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/cliffandkendall.
Yeah, guess who just joined Twitter, Kendall?
Who? Alec Baldwin?
Our First Lady, Rayanne, and Alec Baldwin. All right, Kendall.
Yes.
The most wonderful of all things in life, I believe, is the discovery of another human being with whom one's relationship has a growing depth, beauty, and joy as the years increase. This inner progressiveness of love between two human beings is a most marvelous thing. It cannot be found by looking for it or by passionately wishing for it. It is a sort of divine accident. And the most wonderful of all things in life. And that was said by Hugh Walpole Sr. Wasn't that beautiful what I just said to you?
Let me pull myself together to try to get my quotes out. Cliff, a loyal friend laughs at your jokes when they're not so good, as our listeners know, and sympathizes with your problems when they're not so bad. And that is Arnold H. Glasgow. Isn't that great? I think that pretty much sums up our relationship. Laugh at the jokes when they're not good, and sympathizes with your problems when they're not so bad.
When they're not so bad. Amen.
Do you have another quote? Or should I read my
second one? I don't.
Well, my second one is, yesterday brought the beginning, tomorrow brings the end, and somewhere in the middle, we became the best of friends. And that is an unknown Arthur.
An unknown Arthur.
All right, Cliff, I got to go before
beautiful.
I start welling up with tears. So
I'm getting misty. Where's Tyler? We're telling him to be at the door with some Kleenex.
Oh, God. And we're back to normal. All right, Cliff.
Cliff and Kendall roads to a place I belong. Listeners, all of you, and we all belong on this show.
Oh. All right, I'm Kendall.
I'm Cliff. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, we love you. I can't wait till we've had 10 years with the listeners,
Kendall. Oh, they're going to be crying so hard.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Running after the finish line.
We'll get there in plenty of time.
Chasing our dreams, it may be hard as it seems. But I think we'll make it through. As long as it's me and you.
You know the sun shines while it rains. With you here, there's no need to complain.
I'm not gonna complain.
With laughter and tears for so many years.
Without you, what would I do? It's time to smile and hold on tight. It's time to smile and make it right. I just know everything's gonna be all right.
The Cliff and Kendall Show was filmed in front of a live studio audience.